Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't no hater, nothing but a hater. I think you look good with me. You look as good to me as you do with Gucci. Never been no hater, babe. You can check my roof.
I'm the type of guy that you can say was perfect. I won't leave you all alone. You need that type of love and I got it. I'ma let everyone who sees her know that you're mine. We ain't gotta lie, lie. We ain't gotta hide, hide. Ooh, I get so happy when I hear that little ooh. Baby, me and you just sound so similar. I know we did wrong. Baby, we gon' do wrong. But they say it's too late. Ooh, he needs to move on. Baby, he needs to move on. And let me get straight.
Y'all, this is Nas, Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy Black Ice.
Your boy Too Short.
Yeah, it's your man Boss Hog.
This your boy Ace Up.
Yo, this is John Legend.
What's up, man? This your boy Renacy.
This your main man Trip, representing the No Coast, Indiana. TripleplatinumUnderground.com. Triple Three Queens, the movement. You know how they do it. Holla, one.
You already know what it is. It's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building on Lush Radio Online. With Street Queens, the movement, and we present to you Valentine's Day. It's going down. We already know Valentine's Day is just around the corner. And don't forget, check out our sponsors, OhanaShop.com. They got that hot bling bling for using yours. So why don't you check out Ohana Shop? You know what I'm saying? Also, we want to thank Strictly 1-1, Eyes Closing Line, doing 812 over the net or worldwide, along with Custom, Capital Customs. They be doing they want to, you know what I'm saying, representing Hard Body, offering you an opportunity to brand your individual business or yourself. So they doing it real big along with Diverse Media Group, LLC. So it's going down. Lush Radio Online, we live in the building. It's not a game, you know what I'm saying, log on. Street Queens of Movement, www.streetqueensofmovement.ning.com. Tonight we're going to be talking about Valentine's Day. What's your worst experience? What's your bad experience? What's your good experience? Some of the things that you could do due to the fact that some people are still snowed in, and the people that aren't snowed in, some things that you can do inexpensively due to the fact we're still in the recession. And, you know, also we're going to also have a young, wonderful lady come through, Miss Cynthia Clark, that's going to be talking about Divas, Inc. It's an organization in the DMV area to help young students and young children take their creative talents to the next level, a non-for-profit. So she'll be joining us a little bit later, and hopefully Tina Fortune will be joining us, also our guru on how to live financially free. And we're live on Lush Radio Online and Street Queens the Movement. You already know what it is. We're live on Lush Radio Online, Street Queens the Movement. And I'm going to bring in my wonderful street queen, the beautiful and wonderful Ebonisha, all the way from California. Hey, Ebony.
Hey, Les, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I forgot you told me to call you Miss Ebony, right? You know, Ebony always wants me to call her a different name every time, man. She, you know, she wants, it's Ebony, she said Ebony, and now Miss Ebony. Live in the building, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. Definitely. So you got any shout-outs and everything? Ebony, we're live on Street Queens and Movement.
Yes, I want to send a shout-out to all my beautiful queens that are on this call this evening. I want to send a shout-out to Living Good Manage, John Red. I want to send a shout-out to Future Guru 100 and also send a shout-out to Hip Hop Nonstop TV.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Guys, you heard the shout-outs. You already know what it is, man. And it's a great thing. Valentine's Day is just around the corner. It's on a Sunday. And, you know, finally they actually cleaned the roads and stuff out here in the DMV a little bit. So people are trying to, like, get around, but we done seen a lot of cars get crashed and smashed during this snowy day and time in this week. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? If you don't have to go out for no apparent reason, make sure that you stay safe inside until the snow melts. So they at least clear the streets a little bit better than what's going on right now. You know what I mean? So we're going to go to the
have
line.
Have they started the streets yet, Les?
Have they what? Have they started school back?
Have they salted? No, have they salted? Put the salt down on the roads?
Oh, I think they are throwing salt and stuff down there. I think they are, actually. I think they're throwing the salt and stuff down. But I haven't really, like, been taking notice outside. I've been, like, you know, basically crammed inside the house. You know, I haven't left yet. But I've been able to accomplish some work, you know.
Hey, how you doing? That's cool. This is Candy. I was just calling in to show some love to my girl Les and find out what y'all got going on this evening.
Hey, Candy, I'm
just
kind of like noise over there. You in a party?
Oh, yeah, y'all can hear all that that's going on in the background?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm unmuted then. I just wanted to let y'all know I'm here and I'm totally supporting my girl Les and everything that y'all got going on. I'm eager to hear more about the young lady, Ebony, or what she's to be called. I'm sorry. Ebony.
Miss Ebony.
Okay, Ebony. All right, I'm going to go ahead and mute myself out so that y'all not hearing in the background, but I just want to let y'all know we here, we showing support.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
She's doing some real big things with the Diva Inc. and everything like that. It's definitely a wonderful movement for the kids. We got another caller.
It's a wonderful group. No, we got another caller.
I'm not a red one. 3012123, you're live on Street Queens Movement. Peace. 3012123, you're live on Street Queens Movement.
Yes.
Hello? Okay, all right. I guess they're just listening.
Well, that's good too.
It's always good to have listeners. Peace. We got the wonderful and beautiful Latina mommy, Natalia, aka Columbia Princess, on Twitter. Our beautiful queen. All hail the queen. Peace, queen.
What's up, ladies? How we doing tonight?
What's going on, Natalia?
Not chilling, just running in from the grocery store.
How we doing?
Running around with the kids. Happy early Valentine's Day to everybody.
That's what it is, man. Y'all need to check out all the ladies on Street Queens are beautiful, wonderful young ladies doing their thing in the industry. Natalia's representing the Florida area. Ebony's representing the Cali area. And I got a quick shout out real quick. Emma is kind of feeling under the weather, sore throat and all that. So we want to pray a speedy recovery. You know what I'm saying? She texted me and said that she might be calling late, but she's a soldier. I told her she needed just, you know, rest, but, you know, she's stubborn, so she might call in. You know what I mean? And shout out to
Emma. Get better, Emma.
Yeah, we miss you, girl.
Definitely. Shout out to Ashley. She's out there doing her thing, graphics designer out there in Alabama, our young lady. Shout out to Lissette Lissette, Susan Michelle. You know what I mean? We're live here. We're talking about Valentine's Day, ladies. Ladies, you know, what does Valentine's Day mean to you guys? Starting with Ebony.
Valentine's Day is... Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. You're live and you're online.
I'm live. Valentine's Day means to me, I'll just start back from as a youth. It basically just meant that, you know, you passed around your Valentine cards and gave a little bit of candy just to show your appreciation to your, you know, to your fellow students. As you got older, Valentine's became a special day where your significant other would, you know, take you out or give you a treat or, you know, take you to eat or, you know, something special that I guess is not happening throughout the year. I'm not sure. But now, to me, Valentine's is just another day. Really.
What?
I think it's just a day that people have made in order to have you spend their money. You know, there shouldn't be a special day that you actually bring someone flowers and candy, you know, just because it's February 14th. If you love that person, then that's something you should be doing periodically throughout the year.
That's true. That's what I'm talking about. You heard it first from Ebony, but it's Miss Ebony tonight.
You better leave me alone, like.
Natalia, what does Valentine's Day mean to you, Natalia?
Well, like Ebony, you know, Miss Ebony touched on it. You know, when we in school, high school, you know, we show our little appreciation for our little crushes or whatnot. But as we get older, it's, you know, a special day has gone a little out of hand. I think Valentine's Day should be every day. It's kind of a little played out, just like a Christmas has too.
So you think it's just more like it's just been so, you know, ran into the dirt, materialized, that we're forced to, you know, go out of our way like Christmas in order to get something for that significant other versus, you know, just, you know, every single day we just showing that affection or that love for the individual.
Because I don't think you should just take one day to show that much love. You should show that much love as many times as you can throughout the days of the year, not just one.
Wow. We have a young gentleman. His name is Ivory Texas Thomas. And he's actually on Skype. He's actually Skyping with me at the moment. So Ivory, I mean, I don't know if you guys can hear, but I'm gonna go ahead and read what he types and stuff. But Ivory, so what do you think? What does Valentine's Day mean to you, Ivory? Huh?
Romance, you'll get others, or you can believe in romance a lot of others. heart.
That's what it is. That's what it is, guys. You heard it first. I'll be Thomas. Representing live from Capital Customs inside the store. That's what it is, man. That's what it is.
I wait for our kings, the rest of our kings to call in. You know how Microphone Bully call in and Tufan Ali and TDI. I want to know what they think about what Valentine's Day means.
Definitely, man. Hopefully they'll join us on the line in a few minutes, man. It's Valentine's Day. I don't know. I think Valentine's Day is kind of cliche. Like with all these holidays that they have out here nowadays, it's like, yo, we in a recession. People say we in a recession, but I think it's to each its own how you deal with the recession. But I feel like, you know, people shouldn't have to go super out their way. You know what I'm saying? With the if you don't got it, you don't got it. I mean, what happened to the writing of poetry for a female? What happened to, you know, getting a car? What happened to, you know, the massages, you know what I'm saying, the bubble bath, you know what I'm saying, romancing and wooing somebody? You know what I mean? What happened to showing love 24 hours a day, you know, 24 hours all year round? Why does it have to be just one day, you know, that we show the love and affection? And sometimes, you know, sometimes it makes me wonder, like, are you just showing me love just for that day? This is because of the fact that it's supposed to be all about love and stuff. You can't show me that 24 hours a day, man. I don't know. You know what I mean? That's the thing, man. I mean, I think we get so caught up in society and politics and everything like that, you know, we don't really look at our significant other, the person that we care about, and really think about, like, you know, what they offer to us. Like, you know, they're in our life 24 hours a day. They might cook, clean, or just stand by you and hold you down. You should be showing them that people that love 24 hours a day, man. It shouldn't be just one day. For real. Shout out to Hellraiser for the chat room and stuff, for real. You know what I'm saying? Valentine's Day is real, man. You know what I'm saying? We ain't playing no games. But you know what? Now the question is, what was your worst Valentine's Day experience, ladies? We're going to start off with Natalia.
Damn.
Yay, I get to think.
I know. And the funny thing, I knew he was going to ask. I was thinking about this question earlier. Damn. The worst Valentine's Day. I would say, when I didn't get to spend it with, you know, the person I was dating at the time, and to say we're not together, but it was pretty bad because I had to wait real late. You know, he was in the studio and we was both working and pretty much forgot me from that. I think I don't want to go into detail, but that was pretty much the worst Valentine's Day ever.
Were you really sad, Natalia? Were you sad?
I was sad, heartbroken.
Oh, Natalia.
I know. Can the Colombian princess get some love? You know what I'm saying?
Let's give her some love. Everybody give Natalia an imaginary hug right now.
Hell nah.
She was definitely having a flashback moment for a second.
I love you, Natalia.
I love y'all too, damn.
We love you, Natalia, man. Forget him, man. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't spent time with Natalia, then you ain't right, man. Get it together. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, Natalia, we love you. You know what I'm saying? And hey, once this weather clears, we might be sending you a Valentine's Day gift. You know what I'm saying?
I love you. Yo, did you hear? Because it's snow tonight in Florida.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
Yo, the school got canceled for my kids because due to snow, going to be here tomorrow morning.
Wow.
Yo, as soon as they say snow, everybody shuts down. They don't even check if it happens. They be like, yo, it's a wrap. No one's leaving out.
Yeah,
wow.
So, Ebenisha, you need to tell us when your worst one was.
My worst one was, I don't know, actually. I would say it was when I was a little girl. I think my worst one was, the rest of them have been pretty good, but I would say the worst one was when I was a little girl and I had a crush on two boys, right? And one was my next door neighbor, and then one was my brother's friend. And so I was being a little okay, smart man. Huh?
Play,
So I wrote down, you know, you love everybody when you're young. So I wrote down, I love him. And then I put the Valentine over and I loved him. And so my brother's friend saw it, right? And he wasn't supposed to flip it over because that was supposed to be for the next door neighbor, right? And so he flipped it over and he read what it said, I love him too. And then he ripped my Valentine and he ripped my heart in half and said I could only have one of them. That was like my worst Valentine.
I cried.
I was just like, oh, it's like when he ripped the heart, he broke my heart.
But you know what, Ebony? You know you was wrong for being a player, though.
I was like 8 or something like that, you know?
You giving us my a one Valentine's Day 8-year-old flashback. What?
The rest of them have been pretty good, you know? So that was actually the only one that I cried at. So that was my worst one.
No, I mean, I bet they've been nice now, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know if any of y'all fellas have checked out Miss Ebony, but if you check her out on Twitter, she is a fine hot tamale, along with Natalia. We got this Latin spice all in nice up in this joint. Is crazy, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, that's my baby.
The women on She Queens.
She's here in spice and everything nice.
You know what I'm saying? We're having a building on Street Queens, the movie. We're talking about your worst experience on Valentine's Day. I think my worst experience was, you know what I'm saying, you know, being in high school, I was like a tomboy and stuff. So, you know, I ain't going to my sexiness until I was like, you know what I'm saying, like maybe like 20. So I didn't go into my sexiness until like 20. So, you know, everybody's getting their Valentine's. You know how, like, sometimes, you know, they do the Secret Santa, or, like, you can get, like, the, you know, the stuff from the Secret Admirer or whatever. So everybody's getting stuff, and I ain't getting nothing. So, you know, I felt bad, you know. I felt like, dang, son, what's that hurt? I was kind of emotional. I was like, I don't get no love, son.
Aww. No
love. I was mad emotional. I was like, wow. But you know what? The way I made up with that was I started just giving, every year I would just start giving people, you know what I mean, Valentine's Day stuff, you know what I mean, just giving everybody stuff, even the people in the school, just giving the teachers Valentine's Day stuff and everybody. It's like, all right, it's all good, you know what I'm saying? So I would do it like that. But other than that, you know what I'm saying, Valentine's Day to me is just another day, you know what I mean? As you get older, all this other stuff, you know what I'm saying, is just, you know, a subliminal message of control, you know what I mean? All this is just trying to, like, control you to do things, you know what I'm saying, and go out your way, and you losing your mind, like, well, damn, I got to go hurry up and get this stuff. The only thing that you really should be concerned about is somebody's birthday, because it only comes, like, you know what I'm saying, once a year. So I'm like, but you don't even know if you're going to live to see the next day, so I'm like, that's the main thing I would really be concerned about is a birthday. For Valentine's Day, it's all good, though. I mean, everybody wants to get romance a little bit. I ain't going to lie. I need a massage.
I love getting romance. You hear that, guys? Colombian princess loves romance. All the women love the romance.
Yes, they do. All the women love the romance.
But we're going to go to a quick commercial. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk more about Valentine's Day. We're going to talk about our best Valentine's Day experiences in a few when we come back after these messages.
Yo, this your girl, Lushy Lush, from the Lush Radio Online Show. I'm live. in the building. And you already know what it is, man. I'm all the way turned up. The people's voice is all the way turned up. You know why? Because I logged on to www.capitalcustom.com. I'm talking about you looking for that hot shirt to wear with your jeans, and you just can't find nothing in the store. Then you need to holler at capitalcustom.com. Why? Because they'll make you a shirt on the spot to match your persona, baby. Because it's all about branding you and what you represent, man. It's all about being you and being fresh when you step out there. Because that's what they all about. Log on to www.capitalcustom.com. Call them at 202-471-0310. Call them at 202-471-0310. And don't forget them to follow them on Twitter at Capital_Customs with a Z. You already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. And they got an official stamp for me because you already know what it is. I'm rocking my Capital Custom right now. You already know what it is, man, because I'm all the way turned up.
Yo, you already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, Street Queens, the Moon. We talking about Valentine's Day. And you know what I'm saying? Make sure you check out our sponsors, Capital Custom. You know what I'm saying? www.capitalcustom.com. I'm talking about they got, like, the hottest of everything. Like, if you don't got an outfit to match your tennis shoes and you need that shirt, you know what I mean, the rock with those tennis shoes, those kicks right there and there, they will make you a shirt. I mean, they offer you opportunity to brand your own business or whatever you got going on through your shirt, your clothing. You know what I mean? They doing some real big things, man. Y'all need to support these dudes. www.capitalcustom.com. Hit them up on Twitter at capital_customs with a Z, not a S. You already know what it is. Let's Radio Online. She Queens the Movement. We're talking about Valentine's Day. Now, we're about to get into what is our best Valentine's Day situation. But it seems like we got another caller on the line. I think this might be one of our other queens. Peace, 347-882. Peace.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Hot the Great. Lush, what's poppin'?
What's up,
It's Ebony the Great. Oh, what up, Ebony the Great? Oh, shit. What's poppin'? What's poppin', y'all? I hear you talking about the Valentine's Day thing. What's poppin'?
Ain't nothing much, man. We got our first ladies and street queens, Natalia representing the Florida area, and Ebony in the Cali area, and we talking about Valentine's Day. We talked about our worst experiences and stuff, and we about to talk about our best experiences. But I want you to go ahead and tell us, you know, as a male, what was your worst Valentine's Day experience?
Man, I don't really have really bad Valentine's Day experiences, but if I did, I never really had a bad. The worst, if I don't, am I allowed to curse on here or say, you know, the worst Valentine's is if I don't get none that night. That'd be the worst. Yeah, straight from the heart. If I don't get none, I'll be tight.
All I can do is laugh.
Yeah. That'll be my worst Valentine's Day. Because, you know, I'm going to take care of the lady, you know, take her out and do all that crazy stuff that's needed, you know, step to the door with roses and all that goody stuff. But if I don't get at the end of the night, I'm going to be tight. Real talk.
Oh, you said you got to beat it. You just said you had to beat it. I know I didn't hear that from Hop. You're such a gentleman.
No, I'm a great gentleman. But, like, yo, because I'm a spendover, like, not that it really matters, but I got to be dating her anyway for a long time. So, I mean, I just expect it. You know, I'll be tight. Like, I'll be like, damn.
So, how you going to sit here and tell us that you ain't never had Valentine's Day with just a regular shorty that you just having to run into, you know what I'm saying, on Valentine's Day? If they all your shorties.
Nah. I date long periods of time, so, you know, I never really just met a girl and was like, yo, be my Valentine's Day this year. Nah. It's always been, you know, consecutive.
Hi, sis. Y'all listening, ladies?
You know, I try to make it last, you feel me? Because women are very special, you know. You're not supposed to take advantage.
He's my favorite child, man.
We need to get him. He needs to have a hand clap or something.
Yeah, you know.
I try. You know, women are very special. That's a very, very romantic day. You know, you try to make the best out of it every year. So that's pretty much it.
Well, I got a question for you, Hype.
Yes.
So, okay, understanding that Valentine's is a special day or what have you. So, how often do you romanticize your woman?
I mean,
outside of Valentine's Day.
I mean, every day is a great day, you know, when you're a hot world, you know, but that's just another day, you know. You know, every day is a good day, you feel me? I mean, the lady, you know, the lady that I'm with right now, she very happy, you feel me? So, you know.
I ain't happy.
You know, I mean, I don't, you know, it's just a special day that day, but every day for her is like Valentine's Day is, you know, I always tell her I love you. I always tell her things, you know, to make her feel good when she leaves, you feel me? You know, just the regulars, you know. I always try and go out as much as I could, even though this music it takes up a lot of my time, but I definitely, you know, try and do as much as I could. So Valentine's Day is just another day, but, you know, it's a special day, too, so we take advantage of that.
Aww. That's so sweet.
He loves you. He got a girlfriend. Like, is that what he's
doing? Yes. And in a way, you know, I'm lucky I got that special person, you know, because she hold me down too, so it's great.
What it is. Why don't you go ahead and shout her out right now? Not while we live on it. Why don't you shout her out real quick?
I would, but she's not really into the, you know, she don't really like the, you know, for me to name her and all that crazy stuff. I don't really want
to. Would you say shout out to your baby? She know who she
is. Shout out to all my babies, you feel me? Mrs. Hop, you know.
Did you say all my babies or my baby? What you say?
No, my baby. You got to get the car out, Nah, you know, shout. Shout out to, you know, Mrs. Hop, you feel me? She knows who she is. That's pretty much that, you know.
There's going to be a few ladies like, oh, that's me.
Nah, you know, actually, you know, it's so crazy because I like women that are like, you know, that really not into the radios and stuff like that. So, you know, because I do it so much. So, you know, I date opposite women, you know, that's more. Go to work, cook, and, you know, take care of the children and stuff like that, you know.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. I love, no, it's nothing, but, you know, I deal with it. So it's like, you know, if you work at Starbucks, you know, you wouldn't want to come home to a coffee, you know. I really feel like that, you know.
And you feel like it's more like a competition because you both of y'all doing the same thing or something like
Nah, it wouldn't be balanced. Like, nobody would be able to tell me when I'm doing it too much or, you know, it has to be a balance, you feel me? That's why I like balance, you feel me?
I think we're going to have another show for this then to what Hop talking about. We're going to have to do a whole episode for that.
We're going to have to do a whole relationship show.
I love how he can auto up his vibe.
Y'all are crazy. I love y'all, man. Y'all crazy.
We love you, too.
Yeah.
We love you, too. Hyper great.
That's what it is, man. So the question is now, just everybody, you know what I'm saying, some cats, you know, at the moment might be snowed in. Or some people just might not have it, and it's a recession. What inexpensive gifts or things that we can do to show our significant other that we love them on Valentine's Day if we don't have it, Ebony?
Well, if you don't have any money, you can start off with a pad and a pen and write a lovely poem. and just express to your loved one exactly how much, you know, they touch you, you know, in your soul, you know. You give them a soulful poem, make them smile, make them one of their favorite meals. Rose petals are not that expensive. Maybe run them a bath, put rose petals in their bath, candles, you know, in the area, and, you know, put smooth jazz on, and, hey.
Ha.
Yeah, that's great.
That's not nice right there, huh? Put us all in the mood.
Y'all are crazy. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Then whatever comes next.
Oh man. So Natalia, what's your way to do something expensive for a loved one if you don't have it like that?
Well, use what you got, you know. Like Ebony said. Start off writing, you know, I love to get a nice little heartfelt little letter, you know, all flattering me and telling me all these nice things about myself. that's wonderful. My friend today earlier told me, you know, it's not hard at all. Go online, print out a recipe, see what you got in your house, make something home cooked. For us to see a man in the kitchen actually trying to cook something for us, I mean, it turns me on.
Nice.
And I mean, you can do stuff like, you know, doing a bubble bath, just, you know, having something ready. Women, you know, look out for your man, you know, rub him, kiss him everywhere, you know, just, there's little things you can do that can, you know, make both of y'all very happy on a low budget.
Yeah.
touching each other.
happy ending.
Yes. Yeah, please don't come over and let the happy ending involved. Because I'm like the king over here. If I don't get none on Valentine's Day, I'm pissed too.
Yeah.
Oh man. So coming from a gentleman, if a person knows, you know, some tips for these young men out here, you know what I'm saying, that they're trying to romance a woman and they looking at a short budget, what would they do?
Like the lady said, you know, but it's for good, the opposite, you know, go to the men, like, you know, write a letter, you feel me? But actually, yo, in my opinion, I mean, it's 365 days, like, you can't save a dollar a day, like, you know, Valentine's Day is special, so I think if you really care about your lady, you're going to really go that extra mile, you feel me, and make sure that you got something, you feel me, because you're supposed to kiss and do all that crazy stuff every day to your lady. So
uh-huh.
You really got to go to the max on Valentine's Day. You got to put it all on the line. You feel me? That's pretty much where I'm at with it. Because the rest of the stuff, it happens every day. That's supposed to go down every time she want it. You know, every time. You know, you're supposed to be in the kitchen with your lady. You know, same, you know, vice versa. You know, y'all supposed to get turns. That's a regular relationship. So on Valentine's Day, you got to step it up.
Mm.
Do something new. You could try something new.
How do you step it up?
Oh, that's another show.
We can't air that laundry on Street Queens and Moon. We gotta keep it PG.
Yeah, that's
PG 13 on this one. You gotta call us Tuesday. Unless you're going to have to call on Tuesday.
Y'all are crazy.
quick PSA for people that's listening right now. Even though it's Valentine's Day, make sure that you still remember that there are people going through situations right now, people that are going through situations, like I said, the people of Haiti. Don't let this stop you. Just because the news cameras aren't still rolling and stuff, they're still in trouble. So we still need your help. So log on to yele.org, or YELE text 501-501. Make sure that you support the people of Haiti. They are our people. Remember, it is Black History Month. And don't forget that they did help us in the Louisiana Purchase, and they were the only country that fought back during slavery and won. So make sure that you do support our people. they're still going through it. That is the PSA for today on Street Queens, The Movement. And we're talking about Valentine's Day. And another quick announcement also, our sponsors, Capital Customs, they have a new lingerie line that's coming out, and it's hot, it's sexy, it's custom for you. So they might have, you know, a hot, sexy, you know, Miss Ebony on there or Miss Natalia, you know what I mean? So they're doing custom lingerie, so it's going down. Log on to www.capitalcustom.com. They got the hot lingerie looking real hot, like fire. You might want to go and do a photo shoot or whatever, but it's going down at capitalcustom.com. Street Queens The Movement, and you're on. So anyway, back to Valentine's Day. That's what we're talking about. And Hop was just telling us how he gets turned all the way up.
Nah, I'll pass. But I will tell you, I would what I'm getting Mrs. Hop this Valentine's
Day. What are you getting her? Tell us. We want to know the details.
I know it's not really. I guess I'm getting her a car. So
you're getting her a car, Hop?
Yeah.
I knew you were flopped up, dog. Stop playing, man. I knew you were flopped up, dog.
Nah. You know, it's a used car, but we're gonna get it. Nah.
Don't talk about your way from the car. It's just the car.
Yo, that's awesome, dog. That's really awesome that you're getting out of car, man.
So you always wrap a bow around it, or put a bow on it, or how you gonna do it?
Nah, we gonna do something special in the car.
Wow.
Okay, I mean, but, you know, when you present her the car, you just going to say, here, baby, here's your car?
Nah, I didn't really think of that part. I was just going to probably, you know, I guess I could put a little pink bow on it or something, or red bow.
Yeah, you can do that.
They're just going to straight up christen the car. They don't care. Gonna christen it.
You know what you can do?
That's fun.
You know what you can do? Why don't you just give her a card and put the keys, tape the keys on the inside, so when she opens it up and the keys are there, and then already know what it is. Then you just walk her outside blindfolded from dinner. Okay?
Yeah.
You walk outside blindfolded from dinner, and then unveil her, and then the car will be just right there, shining up, rim, you know, gleaming and all that good stuff.
No, we should let her. He should walk her in there and then open the car and let her sit in it, right? And let her sit in it and stuff, and then take the blindfold off and she see the car and keep it there.
You taking notes, Hype? You taking notes?
Yeah, you best believe I'm listening. I'm learning. I'm taking notes from the ladies. You feel me?
Yeah, do that. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I like those ideas.
Do it at, but you know what? Do it at dessert, because she'll think that the dinner and the, you know what I'm saying, was the special day. So you do the roses, the dinner. You know what I'm saying? Then when you give her dessert, then give her the card, and then she'll open it up and she'll see the keys.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, I like that.
I like fire.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make it work, you know.
Yeah.
That's
so, we appreciate you, Hop, man, because, man, you know, you're a good dude, man. And I pray that, you know, that y'all love is everlasting and you guys just, you know, just keep the love strong, you know, Valentine's Day and beyond, man, for real. And support Hop the Great. He got a new remix, Jump Off, going down with Omarion. Tell the people about that real quick. You know what I'm saying? And plug it to the end.
I'm working on the 1.5 mixtape, which is just a continuation of the Bigger Than Life, the first mixtape. And I heard the Omarion speed it, and I just did a remix to it real quick. I shot a video downtown at Times Square on Tuesday. Should be out next week. For the first mixtape, you can go to hopthegreat.com. My Twitter is the same thing, at hopthegreat, which is HOPDAGREAT. That's pretty much it. You know, we working. I'm working on the 1.5. Should be here this summer. I'm going to continue shooting videos and making it pop.
That's what it is. Shout out to Hey, doing his thing out there, man. Shout out to AU DJs and all that. We're live on Street Queens The Movement, man, and we're talking about Valentine's Day. We are definitely getting it in. all day, all tonight. And you know what I'm saying? What we're gonna do? We're gonna go ahead and go to a quick song back, and we're gonna ask the ladies if it's Valentine's Day, what off of Valentine's Day? What would you like a man to give you on Valentine's Day? That's what we're gonna talk about when we come back on Street Queens Movement. I'm looking for the right song for us, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all about that sensuousness. You know what I'm saying? You know what? I think I know what the song should be. It could be Crazy Life by Chief Sun Ali, because that's what I'm looking at in the arsenal right now at the moment. Crazy Life. We'll be back on Street Queens Movement.
To a special someone. Yeah, you know who you are. It's a crazy life, right? Yeah, I know. Just glad you stayed. Watch this. When they ask who's your man, I know you mentioned me. It's been quite a while now. Seem like it's meant to be. Stuck through all the struggling, troubles and the heartbreak. They said you can't have it and need it too. But it's my case. You probably wanna migrate, settle in another place. Nigga acting irate, said he need a little space. I know in your mind you like, I could punch him in his face. Me, erasing evidence, try not to leave his trace. Kinda caught up, but I'm sure that we can sort it out. Shorty got too close, yes, I never thought it out. We got all this love here, wonder how it's switched around. After all this craziness, maybe we can settle down now.
This is the crazy life that we live in. Still, I can't imagine you gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. This is the crazy life that we live in. Can't imagine you gone.
No.
What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. So glad I didn't leave you alone. What in the world were we thinking?
If you left it up to me, we'd be on an island. Sunshine and clear water, anything to keep you smiling. Surely you deserved it, picked you up on air 9. Who said I didn't appreciate you? They a damn lie. Higher than the friendly sky, in the clouds up above. Hey, you come in, but for nothing, just to show me love. Hope that I'm the only dude that you ever thinking of. Cause the thought of you or somebody else that can really suck. Knowing you ain't easy, probably wouldn't give it up. Gotta pay like you way more than just a pretty drug. Ain't nobody ever put it down, they ain't good as us. Thought of you leaving me, this is serious. Damn.
This is the crazy life that we live in. Still, I can't imagine you gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. This is the crazy life that we live in. Still, I can't imagine you gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone.
Rotation, gotta keep the disc playing. Dirty Harry, dirty love, part one and part two. Rocking Jungle Brothers with that ass, I will house you. Stepping out the bathtub, let me get your house shoes. Smelling like a better road, get you something about you. When I just can't put my hand on it, like a beat, I'ma jam on it. Till the sunrise, make it a good morning. After breakfast, still tired cause we yawning. Whisper, I love you, wiping happy tears falling from your face. You, I would never replace. Come here, let's take a picture, this one's for my space. Crazy life.
This is the crazy life that we live in. Still, I can't imagine it gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. This is the crazy life that we live in. Still, I can't imagine it gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone.
Yeah, that was Crazy Life by your man True Sun Ali. We're live on Street Queens the Movement. And we're talking about Valentine's Day. Doesn't it feel good to be in love? Shout out to all the people that are in love out there. Shout out to the in love people out there, because I don't know. What is this? Hey, y'all, I want to ask y'all, what is the difference between love and being in love? You know what I'm saying? To love somebody, man. Ladies, take it away. Take it away, man. What is the difference between love and being in love, man? Natalia.
Okay. I have lots of love for people. You know, I do things, and you know, I'll be there for my people that I love. But when you're in love, like, you can't wait to get that next text, that next call. Like, you can love somebody and not be waiting for each call and everything. You know, it don't be nothing like it. And when you're in love, you be thinking about that person a lot. Like, I find myself when I'm really into someone and I'm like, wow, I think I'm falling for them. I'm, like, trying to, like, make do everything right. Cook, you know, just give them a lot of, like, attention that they know that I don't give to people. And you notice stuff that you do when you're in love that you wouldn't do.
That's true. That's real talk. You basically be blind to a lot of the crazy stuff that they do when you're in love. Your nose be wide open and stuff when you're in love. But, Ebony, what do you think about love and being in love?
I think both of them are an emotion. You know, and I think being in love is a whole nother, is a deeper connection with that person that you're in a relationship that you love. So I just think it's like, it's a deeper connection.
Okay.
You know. So.
Okay.
Your feelings are really strong. You know, your feelings are way stronger than what it is. I mean, because when you love somebody, like Natalia was saying, it, you know, you're not, okay, you can call me, you call me, you don't, I'm not tripping. You're still going about your day, you know, your day activities. But when you're in love, you know, you are waiting for that text. You are waiting for that phone call. You are waiting for that good morning call or, you know, roll over and, you know, kiss good morning. Or you're waiting for that, you know, the day that you guys are going to cuddle, you know, if you're not cohabitating, so... You know, it's a big difference. It definitely is a big difference. And like you did say, Les, it also, being in love blinds you, you know. Sometimes you see things, you don't want to see things, you know what I'm saying, so you don't see them because you're thinking like, okay, it'll get better, you know. I love this person. This person's never experienced a woman like me before, so I'm just going to do more. I'm just going to be there for this person and just give him, you know, my all, and, you know, you think that it's going to conquer all, and it actually it doesn't.
Definitely doesn't, man. And the thing we get so caught up in is just, okay, every Valentine's Day, this person might get you all this stuff, right? But at the end of the day, is that materialistic stuff going to hold you off? Like, where's the substance at? At the end of the day?
Right.
Where's the substance? You know what I'm saying? What's the situation that makes you want to stay there in that relationship with that individual, you know what I'm saying, on Valentine's Day? You know what I mean? What is this situation? I mean, do you guys have great communication skills? Or are you guys sharing the same thoughts? Can you come to that person to talk to them about different things? What is the substance that you should get with that individual, you know, and sometimes when we're in love, sometimes that being in love situation can be only mutual from one side. Sometimes it's not from the same side you might think it is, and they might portray that they are. But usually it's just one person on one side trying so hard to keep the situation together. So make sure when you say you're in love, you're really in love, and you're really in there for the right purposes. Not because you're trying to change an individual, you know what I'm saying? So really think about that, man. Being in love and love, it's serious, man. Really think about it, man. And being in love sometimes can get you caught up. Hey, sometimes it can get you caught up. And we all know we've been in our own experiences about getting caught up in situations, being in love. You're liable to go kill somebody when you're in love.
But we are not promoting violence.
We don't promote violence out here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We support all positivity and good things because we're positive people doing positive things. And we're talking about love, man. That's what we're talking about tonight on Street Queens the Movement. We got a caller from the 917 live on Street Queens the Movement. We're talking about the difference between love and being in love. Call from the 917. You're live on Street Queens the Movement. Peace.
peace, Queens.
Emma.
Emma.
I don't feel good.
Oh, we love you. Hope you feel better.
Thank you. I just wanted
we
to call you wish you a happy Valentine's Day.
You're so sweetie.
And I'm just going to listen in for a little bit. I really can't talk much, but I'll just be here supporting the movement like always.
That's what it is.
Aww, that is a queen right there. That is a queen.
We love Emma, man. Emma, it don't matter whether it's rain, sleet, or snow. Emma will definitely support you, man. That's what it is, man. That's what Street Queens and Movement is about right there. I love you, Emma. We want you to stay on the line. Make sure you get some tea and honey and all that, man. All right?
Make you a hot toddy.
Love you, too, Emma.
Love you, too. I'll be here listening.
Happy Valentine's Day, Ma.
Thank you, ladies. You too.
What a queen. What a queen.
Yeah. We got caller in from the 862 live on Street Queens the Movement. And that was Emma that just joined us. She ain't feeling that well, but we want you to go ahead and say your prayers out for her to feel a little bit better. My throat hurts, you know, having a fever and everything. So we pray for her to have a speedy recovery, man. Caller from the 862, you're live on Street Queens and Movement. We're talking about Valentine's Day. What's the difference between love and being in love?
Happy Valentine's Day to my ladies, my sexy, beautiful ladies, Ebony, Natalia, Lushy Lush, and Emma just got off the phone. So I just wanted to say this is my first time calling into the Street Queens. And even though this Future Guru 100, and even though this is my first time calling into the Street Queens, I love to listen to y'all. Y'all got it going on. I just got on Twitter. I just got in from a job today, so you know I'm getting myself together. But I just had to tune in, and I didn't even know y'all was on this Valentine thing. So I guess I'm like the lucky call. I just told everybody to tweet this call. I just tweeted it. Tell them to call in because there's a bunch of ladies on this show. I just heard all y'all going back and forth. Now, who that talk about hurting somebody? Who that talk about hurting somebody? Who was that? Is that Lush? Hurting somebody? Lush, don't hurt nobody.
No, we were talking about, for all of y'all that joined, this is our other co-host during the week, Future Guru right here. We love him to death because he go hard and
hurt who?
No, we was talking about you know how like when you super in love with somebody,
wow.
Like and you liable to like go choke somebody up, you know, if you really in love. Like some people just black out when they're in love, you know what I'm saying?
Black
they
out,
nothing
huh?
But that person they're in love with.
Okay.
So I mean, can you?
Can you tell us
between love and being in love, how real it is?
Well, it's real because I mean, first of all, if when you talk about Valentine's Day, don't get confused that you got to be in love on Valentine's Day. That's not what that means. If you have a loved one, you could do something nice for that loved one. So there, I know Valentine's Day means love and all that. It's the word, the L word, go right with it. But like, if you It don't mean, like, if you're in a relationship that y'all got to turn it up to love on Valentine's Day. Nah, knock it off. I mean, like, come on. So, when you in love, of course, you're going to go out your way. That extra mile, you're going to have them thoughts. You know, it's not real regular when you're in love, you know. But, you know, I just want to say, but when you have that genuine desire to just be with that person, I mean, you're going to know that it's love. I mean, it's not even going to be like a question. Like, so I ain't get into it, like, you know, the difference. Like, for me, I just want to say, just don't play games out here, fellas. I got to go at the fellas. Like, don't throw that word around, though. You know what I mean? Because I know that ladies get caught up. Ladies throw it around, too. Ladies throw it around. Fellas throw it around. Because we in a different time.
But who tell us about that? Because men do throw that word around a lot. I love you and stuff. So
yeah.
So tell us, I mean, we want to educate the woman a little bit. Like, You know what I'm saying? What's the real? What's the real? I love you.
Why do the guy throw that word around? Because I mean, look, if he out there, if he playing, you know what I'm saying? He got to be careful. I'm just gonna counsel. Just don't throw the word around. Now, if you're saying why, I don't know why. I'm telling them why they shouldn't. I could tell them why you shouldn't because it's people get hurt, feelings and emotions get involved. So I mean, like, you can't throw the word around because people gonna expect you to show that. Like, what you mean you in love with me? Then show. Like, yo, so that's like experience talking. Like, can't throw the word around there and don't do nothing, cause that means action about that. Love is about that action. Like, and the bottom line is, people could go there with their own ideas. Like, how you call yourself loving me? I could ask that to a female. How you call yourself loving me, or somebody can ask me that. So if the actions ain't there, I don't see it. I mean, I don't say throw the word around. They shouldn't throw the word around. But you ask me why they do. I don't know why they do. I don't know why we do, men do. But I'm saying don't knock it off. You don't gotta be in love. Tell her you don't love her, because you know if she asks you. And you don't, then say you don't. I mean, don't be stupid. For dudes, you might think it's really popping. If she asks you and she didn't tell you that she loves you, then who win right there? You can't get caught up in saying, well, why don't you just flip and say, ask her, do she love you first? Stop. Put the brakes on that shit. Ask her, do she love you first? Stop it, man. You're going to just go say, yeah, you stupid. Stop it. Don't do it. Don't do it to yourself. Word.
Hold on, Boo, man. Hold on, we got a caller from the 917. Mm-hmm. 917, you're live on Street Queens the Movement. We're talking about love and Valentine's Day and all that jazz, the difference between love and being in love. 917?
You talking about supersized love?
Ooh. What's up? Yeah. What's up? I'm trying to slide. Street Queens.
Oh, my goodness, love. Oh, man. What can I say about love? It's a beautiful thing. I'm waiting for my king. I'm hopeful. I think there's some good brothers out there. They just haven't found their way this way, but I'm hopeful. You know, I seem to attract the ones that like to squeeze the charmin and then run. But I'm hopeful. Oh. There's a king out there for me.
Oh, man. Oh, man. This is a beautiful queen right here. Superstar, this fly Lynch right here. I want to call beautiful queens and stuff, man. And, you know what I'm saying? We love her to death. She did a wonderful situation for Haiti out there in New York and everything. And it turned out wonderful, man. And she did some good things for the people. You know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? I got to lose her for that situation. But Lynx, man, what you know what I'm saying? What's your definition of Valentine's Day from your past and now?
I happen to always be single on Valentine's Day, so I don't know. I don't know if brothers just see the day coming around and they're like, oh, I don't want to get a gift, so.
Hold on,
brother. Calm down, King. Nobody was saying you was like that. I said, so the brothers I was dealing with. Take it easy.
I had a comment on that.
Well, go ahead, comment.
I just wanted to say, yeah, fellas, step your game up, man. Do something nice for the special people in your life, man.
No.
Y'all know that they holding you down. I got to just say, fellas, don't neglect. You know, put your thing aside. Don't play them out. You know, if you know they're looking for it, go ahead and get it. Don't jam yourself up, because you know you're gonna have to answer. You know, you got to pay the cost to be the boss. Now I know y'all heard that before, and that means, you know, Valentine's Day and them holidays, man. Ante up, yo. So I'm just gonna put that out there that all the cats out here. You know, we do got some lovers out here. We got some people that's listening, that's in love. They got these special ones. Go ahead and go to extra mile. Get the nice gift, man. Stop looking at the dollar store gifts, man. Go get something hot for your girl, man. Get up out that dollar store. Get out the dollar store.
Brother, I think you're right, brother, but I think it doesn't have to be Valentine's Day. It could be on any day. If you appreciate somebody and you want to show them you appreciate them, whether it be with a simple rose, I mean, some sisters are extravagant, but I'm a pretty simple sister. You get me a rose, you even hold my hand, give me a massage and tell me you appreciate me. I mean, that means the world, you know, just appreciate me, not just on Valentine's Day, because then that's bullshit if you wait for that day to come around. But it's even bigger bullshit when you wait for that day to come around and you be out.
That's what's up. I appreciate what she just said, but I want to know that my brothers out here is going to go to do the right thing on different days. Like she said, it's not just about Valentine's Day. Go the extra mile on different days, man. Pick a day, man. You know, mm-hmm. So those special times mean a lot. You know, I just wanted to call in and say happy Valentine's Day because I see y'all getting it in, y'all doing y'all thing. And I was in the middle of something, lush. I just wanted to call in and say hi, support the show. And shout out to Natalia, shout out to Ebony. And shout out to everybody that's supporting Lush Radio online. And shout out to the Street Queens. I'm definitely get back on Twitter and say that the show is live right now. And I'll be trying to find out who y'all guests are for the rest of the evening. Shout out to Emma, and I hope she feels better. You know, we're going hard for Emma. Y'all just stay tuned. And shout out to Diverse Media Group. Thanks, Lush.
Bye, babe.
Okay, y'all. I just wanted to say happy Valentine's Day. Big shout out. Happy Valentine's Day to y'all.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, ladies.
That's what it is, man. Future Guru. You know what I'm saying? The same live in the building. The king came and show us some love, man. Emma, you still sitting on the line and stuff?
I'm still here.
Yo, Emma. My. I did trying to talk and stuff with. She only feeling well, man. Everything. She's trying to be a trooper and stuff, man. Talk about Valentine's Day. Everybody trying to say happy Valentine's Day to you, Emma. And I'm hoping that you feel better. You know what I mean? Don't ever sound like a little kid.
You remember
the last time I did a show like
this? Ayo, Neil.
Who's that?
It's me. That's Emma. That's Emma. Yes. How old was you doing? What was you doing?
She was choking.
My kids got me sick. They were sick. My kids got sick. I'm sick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, you're
sick.
A trooper. She's on anyway. I'm gonna be hurt regardless.
She's been going hard in the paint. You know what I'm saying? She's been moving. You know, ever since we started for real. So, and she did this last time when we had a show, like last year. She was sick and she called in, and she sounded like a little kid. And stuff, but you know we love her and everything. Oh, real quick, Emma can't like talk right now. Special announcement for anybody that wants to be that wants to advertise their brand or whatever they're doing nationwide distribution or over E2K magazine in conjunction with Diverse Media Group LLC, and Street Queens the Movement. Will be distributing H2K magazine all over nationwide, from Cali to Florida to Jersey to Texas. We're going to be dropping them off for free. We're going to be dropping them off free inside of the libraries, every place that you could think a woman would be at, salons and stuff. So, and we're asking. It's $125. To put your ad in, it's $125 to put your ad in. It's a business card size, but they're kind of big for business card size. And it's $125, and we're distributing it all over the place. So if you're interested, make sure that you email e2kmagazine@gmail.com, e2kmagazine@gmail.com, and holler at Emma, you know what I'm saying? And she'll definitely, you know what I'm saying, give you more information about the situation.
The deadline, Lush.
The deadline is the 20th, was it the 26th, Emma?
Yes.
The deadline is the 26th. The deadline is the 26th of this month. So, if you're interested in doing that, we're going to be doing 3 issues, and it's going nationwide. So, and we also have the free online copy of E2K magazine also. If you're interested, it's $125. It's going down. It's going down. So get branded and get your word out there, you know what I'm saying, all over. You already know that everybody picks up stuff in libraries. Everybody picks up stuff in spas and stuff. So you want to get your word out there. And we're actually going to be taking pictures of the different locations they're in. So we ain't playing games. 2010, we're turned all the way up. Street Queens, the movement is going down. You know what I'm saying? So we got another caller calling in. We're talking about Valentine's Day, man. Yeah, Lynx live in the building, Emma live in the building, everybody, man, Natalia live in the building. Caller from the 954. I think that's Florida, isn't it? Am I right? 954?
What up?
What's up, 954? We're talking about Valentine's Day. Tell us your name and where you calling from, babe.
Slim calling from Fort Lauderdale.
What's up? How you doing, Slim?
All right, so the topic today was Valentine's Day.
Yeah, first you got to say hi to all the street queens. You got to say hi, Natalia, hi, Emma, hi, Lynx, and hi, Ebony, and hi, Lush, before, you know, you go on to answering the question.
How you doing, lady?
What's up?
Nati, what it does?
What's up? This is my family, my Haitian family from the Fort Lauderdale area.
Stop by say.
That's right.
Look, that's what it is. Real simple. For y'all niggas that's out there that's broke, what y'all should do, get on the internet, print your recipe, then take your ass to Publix and cook for your old lady.
Wow.
And it's the thought that counts. They'll probably like you more for it than taking them out to dinner, because that's the easy thing to do.
That's real talk right there. This is coming from a young man telling you guys out there that if you don't got it like that, you can always make your own menu and create it and present it to your young lady, and you can cook her a meal. You know, make it, set it up and dress it up like you're at an actual restaurant, you know, bottle of wine, you know, your different meals that you want to serve her. You know what I'm saying? And ladies, you can do that for your man too, vice versa, you know. So, you know, it's always wonderful to be unique of, you know, when you're trying to romance your loved one on Valentine's Day. But this, we try to remind you that this is something that you should be doing all the time, not turning it up just because it's Valentine's Day. Why don't you turn it up every night?
I'm down for that. Turn it up, fellas. Please turn it up.
You said a lot, but... I'm going to thank y'all ladies for your time, and I'm out.
All right, good night, Frank.
Good night. We're going to thank Natalia for that. Natalia's always turned all the way up, man. She be moving for us on Street Queens and Movement, man. I love her, man, for real. Her and everybody, all of the ladies, you know what I'm saying, they definitely do their thing, man, for real. We're talking about Valentine's Day. We're talking about love. We're just talking about, you know, just different situations. This is what we're talking about, but... since you talked about Haiti and everything, I'm going to go ahead and play this one right here from Dante Hawkins. Shout out to Lazy K Productions. This is the Haiti release song. We're going to play that, and we'll be back in a second talking about Valentine's Day and also talk about current events. We'll be back in a second on Street Queens, the movement.
Hey there, brothers, sisters. People are dying. Hey there, Father, where is your son? Hey there, Mother, oh, Mama, hear the baby crying. We all need somebody. somebody to lean on. But the nation is one. The nation is one. The nation is one. The nation is one. I came here to tell ya.
Matter what you gon' do.
Matter what you gon' do.
Matter what you gon' do.
The nation is one.
Matter what you gon' do.
Matter what you gon' do.
Matter what you gon' do.
The nation is one. The nation is one. They're still killing over in Iran. They're still building nuclear weapons over in China. They're still worried about a bomb in New York. We all need somebody, somebody to lean on. 'Cause the nation is one, the nation is one. The nation is one. The nation is one. I came here to tell ya.
Matter what you gon' do.
Matter what you gon' do.
Matter what you gon' do.
The nation is one.
Matter what you gon' do.
Matter what you gon' do.
Matter what you gon' do.
The nation is.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Peace, this is Emma E2K, y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You're now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
You already know what it is, man, and you know what is going down when we're talking about love, Valentine's Day, and you're live on the line with two of the most beautiful hosts in the building, Street Queens of the Movement, Natalia, a.k.a. Columbia Princess, Ebony, a.k.a. Ebonisha. Twitter. Make sure you follow them. We're live on Street Queens Movement. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there, man. Make sure you check out OhanaShop.com. She got that hot bling bling for you. She definitely got that icy, icy bracelet for your mother, for your sister, for your significant other. Along with that, check out CapitalCustom.com. They got that hot new lingerie line coming down, so that's what it is, man. But let's go ahead and ask the ladies. If a man would approach you, what kind of things would you like for Valentine's Day, if you could have them? Natalia?
I would just, I mean, shit, I'm simple. I mean, I'd be happy if you just spend some time with me and, you know, kick back, watch some movies. You know, just the fact that I see the man trying to be romantic, you know, put my leg, my feet up, rub my feet, you know, kiss him. Do some things he might not do normally, maybe. Try some things out. But I'm pretty simple. I just, you know, I want to have a good time.
Yeah, I heard that. Natalia said she wants you to kiss her feet, man. Suck their toes.
Toes sucking. Don't knock it.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Well, anything. Oh,
okay. That's what Natalia says. She likes the simple things on Valentine's Day. Just show some affection. That's what she said, you know. So guys, if you're trying to holler at Miss Natalia, make sure you keep your charm on and make sure you show her your sensual compassion and your romantic swag. Yeah, you know what it is. You know what I'm saying? She queens the movement. And Evan, if you know what I'm saying, if you could get something for Valentine's Day, what would it be? And, you know what I'm saying? Let the people know.
I'm basically like Natalia. It's just keep it really simple. You know what I'm saying? Spoil me on my birthday, but you know, Valentine's Day, just you know, make sure that I know that you care. in whatever way that you do it, it's cool. I'm not tripping.
That's what it is. Look at this simplicity, man. Don't you just want to wipe these ladies up? Don't you just want to wipe them up? She queens the movement. We're live talking about romance and love and Valentine's Day. I myself am a total gold digger, and I would love to have a lot of money. Just throw me some money, and I'm good to go. I'll see you when I see you. Like, let me stop playing. Let me stop playing with y'all before y'all get confused.
Out of here.
Let me stop playing. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell y'all this on Valentine's Day though. It's all about, you know what I'm saying, spending your time with your significant other. But you usually spend time with them, you know, when you can. I know sometimes we have busy schedules and stuff. But when you can, you know what I'm saying, cook up some food, do something, you know what I'm saying? Rub their feet, even if their feet is crusty and it's chafing and stuff and they're leaving like marks on the bed and they're scratching, clawing the bed up.
Crusty are crazy.
You love them, make sure you rub the mess out of those crusty feet. You know what? No, that's real love right there. When you can rub a crusty feet dude, you have love for them, you know?
I guess I've never loved them.
Yo, shout out to the crusty feet dude out there, you know what I'm saying? Because I love you, because I love your crusty feet.
I won't. I'm sorry. I don't do feet. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I guess I don't do feet. I don't do toes. Don't put them on me. You want to have a bad Valentine's Day.
Come on now, man. Like, real talk. If you really love that dude, you going to rub them crusty feet, man. You know what I'm saying? For real. If you really love him.
We can tell Lush really loves somebody.
I guess I never loved anybody there.
I'm going to tell y'all, if I care about somebody, I'm going to rub their crusty feet, man. The crusty.
I will put some socks on those toes. I will love you enough to cover them with some socks. I will put your socks on your feet for you. That's as good as I can get.
You know, shout out to the crusty feet out there, real talk. Shout out to the crusty feet out there on Valentine's Day. But, I mean, for those guys that aren't scared and they don't think that it's homosexual to go and get their feet done, take them out there and pay for them to get their feet done, you know what I'm saying? Take them to get their feet done. You know, it's a wonderful experience. And later on, you guys can go together again. So check it out and go and get your feet done, crusty toe people. Yeah, shout out to foot fungus.
Please, man, we do like nice feet, so keep them up.
No, but you know, real talk though, there are some men that have way better feet than some women, you know? Some women, we've seen some women that have hammer toes and stuff like that. But, you know, shout out to the guys that have nice feet, you know, that have really nice feet. You know, they like real succulent and advertising. But anyway, we're on Street Queens of Movement, and we're talking and Valentine's Day. But we're live, man. This is real radio, real topics, and everything. Like, and just to let you guys know, Hot or Not, it's Friday. It's going down. We're going to have G-Fresh, CEO of Monkey Boy. They're doing their numbers out there, along with Dana Dane's new artist, 11. And we're going to have Ty Phi, who did Rung Shaker, super producer, his work with the best of them. He's going to be live in the building on Friday on Hot or Not. And we're going to have the beautiful Natalia calling in with us also. And we're going to have Future Guru as co-host along with Ebony. So it's going down on Hot or Not, you know. So we're talking about Valentine's Day. And, you know, certain things that you can do, like I said, like you can do, like your friend said when he called earlier, you can get the menu and the ladies can dress up in their little nightie or whatever, you know what I'm saying, tease them, you know. Or, you know, you can do the bubble bath or, you know, exotic oils, give them a massage, you know.
But like I said, guys, don't give a woman a bubble bath with dishwashing soap, okay? You might end up itching. You might end up itching, okay? The worst you can do is, like, bath wash, but don't do the dishwashing liquid. It's kind of ghetto. And she might end up itching.
Has someone been itching before?
You even ask her why she itches.
Mm-hmm.
You all have a happy ending after that.
She might be itching. Or she balanced her dishwashing soap. Or if you have the antibiotic type, you know what I'm saying, she might have the itching. It might have killed whatever was down there. But anyway.
You are crazy. You are turned up for real.
We are live.
I hope y'all are enjoying this telecast tonight because everybody needs a laugh sometime.
For real, we have to laugh. You know, so many serious things. Like, I mean, you know, we're all snowed up out here in, like, the, you know, the Philly area and DMV area and stuff. So we're all snowed in and stuff. So we had to make memes and stuff. So, and then, you know, people are going through situations in their life. You got the people in Haiti. There's just so much things going on in the world. So sometimes we just need to have a little bit of laughter, you know. And shout out to all the stinky breath people out there. But anyway, back to the show.
There's none at a store near you.
Shout out to mouthwash. Yo, I love my ladies, man. I love Street Queens and Movement, man. This is what we do, man. We're talking about Valentine's Day. But ladies, sit, you know what I'm saying? If I thought about giving you guys a gift or whatever, you know, do you guys want me to send you guys a card or something or you know what I'm saying? If we have secret admirers, say we have secret admirers listening to us right now, what would we ask them to send us? What would you guys like for them? What would you like them to send us?
Wow.
Well, if it's a secret admirer, shouldn't they choose the card? Natalia said gift card.
Natalia said straight up.
Her email address is. So what you need to do, you need to send. So Natalia, you need to go ahead and shout out your email address so that your secret admirer can email you and find out what post office he can send the gift to.
Oh, you crazy. I have enough stuff.
I said post office, like a post office box.
Oh, okay.
Make sure you email streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. Put in the title subject, Natalia, I love you, or Ebony, I love you, or Les, I love you. Ask us what you want to send us. What we want, and we'll definitely tell you. Go ahead. And
I love flowers. They can send me flowers.
send us some flowers.
At work. I love getting flowers at work.
Hey, make sure you can check out the Ohana shop. Maybe you can pick us up all diamond bracelets.
Oh.
You know, so hey, you know, we're talking about love, romance, and all that jazz. But don't get so caught up in the hype like Christmas and being debt and stuff. Just do what you can with it in your means, you know. Sometimes the little things mean more than anything, you know. For real. You know, a poem, if you're a singer, why don't you write and compose a song for your loved one and play it on the piano and sing to her. If you're a rapper, why don't you make her a rap, you know. Hey, who knows?
Hey, sing with, with Auto-Tune, ain't it?
You said with Auto-Tune, what?
I said everyone can sing on Auto-Tune. I said everyone can sing with, yeah. So you know,
compose a song. Everybody can sing. All you gotta do is put the auto tunes on your neck or whatever in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Vocal cord and you're automatically a singer, huh? That's what they're doing nowadays. So you're automatically a singer, and you can just sing and turn it up. You know what I'm saying? So we're live on the building talking about Valentine's Day. So
Ebony, you know, what's new with you? Tell us what's new with you and everything, and let the people know and everything tonight. This segment of the show is called The New New, what's going on with us on our everyday life and what we should look and check out for us in the upcoming days. So go ahead and let the
and
people
what
know.
What are you doing?
Huh? What are you doing? Yes.
What are you doing? Yeah. Well, I'm working with Living Good Management with John Red, and I'm just basically consulting with him regarding his artists. And they actually are performing tonight in Marietta, I believe. They're performing. Their artists are performing tonight in Marietta. So shout out to John Red and Living Good Management. But, yeah, I'm his consultant, so I've been working with him. Still working on a venue for the Hades Project. One of the gentlemen that we've been playing phone tag for quite some time now, he's actually Haitian. So I'm going to make it out there this evening to see this performance and also get face-to-face with this gentleman so we can get this going on. So that's what's going on with me.
That's what it is. So the question is, what are you doing? So if you wanna come in here, and because we do the new new, but this segment is called "What Are You Doing?" and sponsored by Split Star, you know, of Flip Mode. This end was the idea that was brought to us by Split Star. So it's called "What Are You Doing?" So you call in at 347-826-7722, and it's basically telling us what are you doing at the moment. Call us on the 850-607. What are you doing?
Oh, isn't it sad? I had a call from my phone died, y'all.
What are you doing, Natalia? But that's the question. What are you doing?
Shit, getting ready. We got the All-Star game this weekend going up in Dallas, but a lot of flights have been canceled. It seems the weather's going to affect a lot of the festivities out for the All-Star game. I got the TJ's DJs next Tuesday and Wednesday. We have a talent show. And then we have the music conference on Wednesday at 5 o'clock at the Moon off of Apalachicola in Tallahassee, Florida. And then we got the Core DJs retreat. It's going to be in Orlando. The dates have been released from May 7th through the 10th. So I hope to see some of y'all out there. You know, if you're definitely trying to get in the business, you know, come out here and listen to the panels, what they got to say, get some education. You know, hopefully we'll have the lovely windy day in Tallahassee next week for the conference. And that's what I got going on just for the next week and a half.
That's what it is, man. And the question is, what are you doing?
Real quick. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Everybody go get your Ozone magazines, all right? Ozonemag.com.
That's what it is, man. Make sure y'all support that young lady, you know, and you know, Natalia know that I'm going to beat her up because, you know, we still waiting on an interview, you know, with her, but you know what I'm saying? I know
tonight.
I feel like, you know, we the stepchild, you know what I'm saying? We the stepchild. I'm a redheaded stepchild right now, you know what I mean?
Never that,
you know,
baby, never that.
But you know I love her to death, man. But you know what I'm saying? What are you doing? What am I doing? Lush Radio Online is all the way turned up. You know what I'm saying? We're in ultra drive. Just to let y'all know what happened this past week, we had Kid Capri, Rampage, Eve Laura from It's 50, Before I Self-Destruct movie, she played Miss Ortiz. Shout out to all the Latinas out there. You know what I'm saying? Definitely represented. And you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we had Sean Bless, super producer for Beyonce, Puffy, and now Missy Elliott. So he was definitely live in the building. And it was some good stuff. And Friday is hot or not, and it's going down. And I'm all the way turned up. I have a new artist right now, Candy Girl, that called in a little bit earlier. And I'm doing publicity for her. And she's doing her thing, and she also has a not-for-profit for children to help them take their creativity and turn it into their own little business. So that situation is going on. Also, shout out to DJ Lazy K and Lazy K Productions, Murder Baby, Fresh, all of them. They definitely showed a lot of support for Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? They've definitely been streaming everything and definitely supporting us. shout out to everybody that's definitely supporting the entire movement, you know what I'm saying, for Street Queens, the movement, and stuff like that. The set was set. And Chusan Ali is definitely doing a benefit concert that's going to be going down in New York. And we're going to be trying to do some kids out there. Also, DJ Car Blaze Co-Drive is going March. And that's going to be a big thing. We're looking for people to donate any kind of coats. We're going to donate it to the homeless. DJ Car Blaze was a wonderful DJ that got shot down due to gun violence. And we honor him every year with the Co-Drive, and we give it out to the people to help them in his honor. And so, like I said, if you have any coats or so, or you can get any coats, or you want to donate, email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com or e2kmagazine@gmail.com. And, you know, be a part of something positive. And I guess that's majority all the things that I had to really say for this week. So it's going down. I'm talking, we're all the way turned up. We got so many interviews under our belt, and we have so many positive people coming through. And I want to say thank you to everybody that's definitely supporting us every single day. Next week, we're going to be talking about teams again. You know, we talked about teams. We had a real powerful show, what's going on with our teams. But we want to talk about how our teams are getting locked up in the system, and they're actually being targeted. And on top of that, why are our little children getting thrown into jails with grown men and grown women? They're getting charged as adults. We're going to be talking about that next week on the show. Anything else? You got any final thoughts or anything about love and anything else like that, Ebony?
My final thoughts on love is, you know, share it. You know, don't be stingy with your love, but be careful who you fall in love with.
Hmm. Those are some serious jewels right there, man. It was like so. Thank you. No, but those are some serious jokes for real. But honestly, people, you know, make sure that you love for the right reasons. Don't love because you feel like somebody's basically going to do something for you. Love them honestly for who they are, for all their flaws, for all that they are, because we're all not perfect, you know. So. And there's no Mr. Right, and there's no Mrs. Perfect, and no Mr. Perfect. So you have to be able to accept people for their flaws, or be able to deal with them, or either be able to compromise. So make sure that you fall in love, or you're in love, or you're in a situation you're in for the right reason. And don't turn the love up just because it's Valentine's Day. Turn the love up and let it be mutual all around the board, 24 hours, and, you know what I'm saying, all through the year. And, you know, if you don't have it on Valentine's Day, you don't have it. If your significant other loves you like that, it really wouldn't matter, because you always, Valentine's Day to them is every single day just being around you. So make sure that we really look at the important things in life and love one another. Valentine's Day isn't just about just loving a significant other. We just love everybody. Show that love. So, you know, happy Valentine's Day to everybody. I hope to God that everything comes out the way you want. You get everything that you want. And God bless you all, and we love you on Street Queens, the Movement. And, you know, we have to end it off with a prayer real quick. So you want to leave this one, Ebony, or are you going to throw it back on me like you always did?
Yes, go ahead. You are the prayer warrior.
Shout out to all the prayer warriors out there. Shout out to DJ Lazy Blaze. Shout out to all of our retweet squad, everybody that definitely supports us, for real. Okay, we're going to bow our heads, everybody. Get ready for prayer time. Heavenly Father, we call upon you because you are an awesome God, a wonderful God, and you give us our strength and our power, and without you there is no us. You are our Lord and our Savior. And you give us breath to breathe. You give us food on our table. You provide us when nobody else can provide us. You're there when we just don't know what we're going to do, God. You always make every day a good day because we wake up into your grace, God. Please, you have children out here that are suffering
and going through different situations, whether they're getting locked up, whether people are getting killed, whether people are going through it, maybe people are ill. We ask upon you, God, to guide them, God, in your path and in your way, and we and ask of you, God, to instill in our children that they can be leaders of our world every single day, God. And make sure that the people that are in love, make sure that their love continues to grow. And let it be in good faith, God. And let no weapon, shape, or form prosper against us. I have my sister that's going through situations with a youth in her family, God. I want you to watch over that youth. And I want you to watch over the situation that's upon him right now. I want you to guide him and guide the people that are dealing with his situation at the moment. And bless their minds and bless their hearts. To get through this situation in order for there to be some kind of justice, God. On top of that, I have a sister of mine that's going through it right now with illness, God. Please watch over her and let her have a speedy recovery, God. But you're a good God and an awesome God. We have people listening to us right now that know God but maybe have strayed away from God and may want to come back to you, God, and want that burden or that pressure of all that negativity surrounding them to be lifted off their shoulders, God. So we ask you, God, to bring them in, God, into your bosom. I know you never walk away from us, but sometimes we walk astray, God. But we ask upon you to bring them into your bosom, God, and bless them. The devil is a liar, God, and you know we always love your light, God, because you're a good God and an awesome God. For those who are listening that are going through it might not have enough money to eat, might not have enough money to pay their rent, might not have enough money to pay their phone bills, God, provide a way for them, God, because you are a provider. You are a wonderful God. You are an awesome God, and you are a loving God, God. We ask you, and you're a forgiving God. And for those people out there who are gone astray and feel like they can't come back from using crack, or they can't come back for selling dope, or they can't come back for prostituting, or they feel like they can't come back for they've done wrong in their ways, God. God, you are a forgiving God, and you are awesome God. I want you to watch over them and put your love and your strength on them, God. And tell them that it's okay, God, because you're a good God. You're an awesome God, and we love you, God. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, and I pray to God that prayer went out to somebody that really needed it tonight, you know, and we love you on Street Queens the Movement, man. If nobody ever told you they love you, we love you. You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't have a Valentine's Day, let Street Queens the Movement be your Valentine's Day, and we're telling you that we love you, and we wish
and
the best for you.
And happy Valentine's Day.
And happy Valentine's Day, and we pray all the love of God and the love of us go to you tonight. And, you know, stay tuned for us each and every Thursday, same time, same place, at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Log on. You can either go to www.lushradioonline.com, click on Listen to Lush Radio, or log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Call in numbers 347-826-7722. Email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. And also log on to the site www.streetqueensmovement.name.com. Make sure you blog. Make sure you network with all the different women out there. If you're a female and you're a business owner and you want us to spotlight you on the show, email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. And we'll definitely spotlight you. Or you have any community event or you have a child that is doing something in the community, let us know and let us spotlight them on the show. You're good people. We love you and everything. Mwah. Lush Radio Online, Street Queens the Movement, E2K Magazine, Ohana Shop, everybody, we love you guys, man. This is what it's about, you know. And last thoughts or any shout-outs or anything like that, Ebony, before we exit out?
I just want to say happy Valentine's Day to all of our listeners, and may it be a blessed one.
That's what it is. My people's their birthday is on Sunday, I want to say a special shout out to Tyrone out there. You know what I'm saying? It's his birthday on Sunday, so shout out to him. Happy birthday and happy Valentine's Day to you. And you know what I'm saying? Peace and blessings. And shout out to all the people that have birthdays on Valentine's Day. You know, you get a double whammy.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So
shout out to all of you guys. Sister Antoinette.
That's what it is. Shout out to Antoinette, man. And just to let y'all guys know, I'm giving y'all a heads up.
giving y'all a heads up. My birthday is March 19th. Don't forget, March 19th. She Rice's birthday is March 19th.
March 19th. She Rice's birthday is March 19th. Mine's is February 23rd.
Don't forget, Pisces in the building. You already know what it is.
Pisces.
And we're out of here, man.
Please.
love and kisses and all that jazz. Street Queens and movement.
Love
and we're out of
here.
That's real talk. And don't forget that when life throws you a curveball, you're in charge of the direction it goes. Keep winning, and we're out.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on top, look at me now.